What's up, everyone? Hope you're having a great day. I am back with Josh Land. We're going to continue talking about selling in today's market. And one of the biggest challenges that sellers are facing today is that they cannot find a property to purchase, and putting contingent upon the sale of their property is losing them out on the purchase of their next house. Little did you know, there's a lot of options out there for you that you can take advantage of to be able to take that contingency off of your contract. That was a big pause. Apologize.
Hesitate. Freeze.
Yep, make sure I'm saying it right. It starts with a C. So, that being said, first big one that a lot of people think is the only option to them is that bridge loan. Can you just give a brief description of bridge loan?
Realistically, bridge loans used to be a much bigger part of, you know, the purchase environment. You know, a few years ago, and the market will dictate a little bit more where a bridge loan makes more sense, you know, than other cases. But I think a lot of times right now, we're talking to people about a lot of other options besides the bridge loan. And I think that's what we're gonna kind of touch on a little bit today. There's ways that we can structure everything to eliminate the need for a contingency on your pre-approval letter. And in doing so, make you a more appealing buyer, especially in a market like we have right now where, you know, houses are flying like crazy. You know, well, I don't have to tell you that, John. So, I mean, just figuring out a way to get them, you know, that pre-qualification on paper with the assumption that, hey, what we'll probably plan on doing is plan A, have this house sold before you close on your other house. But instead of having to have that contingency, there's some ways that we can get around that, make you a little bit more appealing buyer in this marketplace, and kind of go from there.
So one of the first options that I actually recently was able to take advantage of as an option for a buyer to get them into a house was the use of the 401k, and how that really relates, how that will affect your 401k, and learning about that. And that's something I've taken advantage of actually really recently for a buyer. Can you kind of break down some of the information on that?
Yeah, so when you're talking about ways to get somebody that pre-qualification, again, when you've got this, you know, house and you're hoping to be able to use the equity from the house for a down payment, but, you know, without that money, are there some ways that we can get you pre-qualified without, let's say something goes wrong with the sale of your house or otherwise? So with a 401k, most 401k, everyone's a little bit different, but you have the ability when you're purchasing a home to, in essence, make a loan to yourself that you're paying back, and we can use that as down payment funds. It is a way, again, we're by having that as an option in case something falls through with the sale of your house, I can get you that pre-qualification letter that is not contingent on your house selling. We've got a way for you to qualify for the loan with a down payment from this 401k loan if we need to. And so that's certainly one thing that some folks overlook, you know, or they're afraid of a tax penalty in doing so. You know, there's no, you know, when you're looking at taking out that 401k loan and it's for the purchase of a property, you know, there's not the tax penalties that you see. And, you know, it's a loan in essence that you're paying to yourself that you can kind of pay back. And like I said, every 401k plan handles it a little bit differently, but it's important to realize that, you know, most folks that have 401ks that you're contributing to, that is an option that we can use to get rid of that contingency and make sure you're ready to go without that contingency on your pre-approval letter. Excuse me.
We're both having problems today.
Yeah, okay.
And with what Josh is saying, you're doing a loan to yourself. So say something's going on, or you just want to start off with not having the contingency of the sale of your house. When your house sells, you can then use the proceeds and put that back into your 401k without having, like I said, depending on the program that you're associated with, You can just refund the entire amount that you took out to fund your house.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, what anytime we're even talking about that as a possibility, what I always like to do with folks, if we're running into this kind of a situation, hey, let's take a look at whoever's housing that 401k for you, find out what their policies are, how quickly you can get access to those funds, everything like that, so that we're not, you know, coming up on a, you know, getting a curveball here in the 11th hour when we're getting ready to close. We want to know exactly, you know, how quickly it'll take for them to get you the funds, when, you know, what kind of terms you'll have as far as your repayment options. But to John's point, then, you know, once you sell your house and, you know, hopefully you're getting more equity than ever right now with the fact that we're, you know, obviously in a seller's market, you can use those funds to pay yourself back, and you know, you're on to bigger and better things, your dream house, whatever the case may be. So,
oh yeah, well, that's one option that we have for you past doing that bridge loan, which can has its own bunch of challenges and costs associated with it, with your bank and stuff. Is there any other programs they can use besides 401k?
So not necessarily programs, but sometimes you get folks that, you know, hey, we have every intention of putting 20% down on our next house. We want to avoid, you know, mortgage insurance, everything like that. And so they'll get caught up again a little bit in, you know, if that's the only way that they want to go about things, you know, it is going to be contingent on you getting your down payment funds from the sale of your property. You know, one thing we can look at doing is, you know, structuring, you know, a loan two different ways to where, you know, maybe we're qualifying you at a, you know, 5% down conventional loan. Then after the fact, once your property sells, you can then pay down your loan amount, eliminate any mortgage insurance that you would have incurred in a couple months. You know, and we can also, you know, and re-amortize your loan to, you know, whatever payment you want to kind of fit once you've been able to get those funds from the sale of your property. So again, we can, you know, we can structure a loan in a way that is a down payment that you can afford without the sale of your property. And then kind of rebuild the loan the way that you want to once the loan is, or once your home is sold. Obviously you'd have to be in that particular scenario, you'd have to be able to cover, you know, two mortgage payments and everything like that with your debt to income ratio, with the caveat that, you know, in a lot of cases you're not making that first mortgage payment on your new house for, you know, a month and a half, you know, 2 months, depending on when you're closing on your loan. So, you know, we need to be able to show that you can afford that payment, but most of the time, you know, especially in a market like this, you're not making those two mortgage payments, you know, as long as everything goes smooth for you on the sale of your property as well.
And that's kind of with the episodes that we've had previously, having an agent represent you on the sale of your property is also going to help with this whole situation where your agent's going to have a great, is going to build a relationship with your lender through the whole process so that you don't end up in a snag at the end where you're paying two mortgages or now you're not qualified due to foreseen circumstances that you weren't able to fix in a timely manner because you didn't understand how to fix it. And that's kind of it's an important role that agents play during this process. But those are three options available to you for the purchase of a house by allowing you to take that contingency off. A lot of times you're only told about the bridge loan and you're told that's the only option to you. Your only option is put 20% down. It's the only way to purchase a house. Well, there's different but there's different workarounds available to you that can really make the purchase of your house a lot less stressful and take a lot of those snags that you've been running into out of the equation. So now you're winning the contract rather than having your offer rejected immediately due to the contingencies.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to echo what you're saying right now, the other thing, I mean, separate from the 401k loan or the different options as far as getting you pre-qualified with lower down payment and otherwise, you know, with the right realtor that's, you know, putting, you know, their best foot forward, putting your best foot forward, a conversation with the listing agent about, listen, you know, even if the only way that we can get this done for you is that contingency on having your house sold, but John can say, listen, they have a house in a perfect price point in the most, you know, desirable neighborhood in Omaha, and not all contingency offers are created equally. With the right conversation, you know, you can alleviate some of those concerns, and that's where I think in a market like this in particular, having, you know, a great real estate agent and a local mortgage lender that are willing to have some of those conversations for you to make sure, you know, people realize that, you know, this is a very qualified buyer, you know, let's get them into this house, you know. And so that's I think that's one thing you need to look for when you're looking for somebody to partner in these transactions.
Well, I hope you were able to learn a few things today about different options available to you as a seller looking to upgrade their house and move into a new property in the market without those complications that you're seeing with your friends and family. If anything comes up that you're worried about or you have questions about the market or the financing options available to you, I'll have our contact information below. We'd be happy to sit down and have a conversation with you about exactly what we're seeing in the current market and the options available to you. And have a great rest of your day.